It is day one of the Virginia Film Festival here at the Filmmakers Lounge at the Whiskey Jar on the lovely, rainy downtown mall. This is Sean McCord. I'm sitting with filmmaker Jason Robinson. Jason, this is the fourth time you've been here.
Yes.
And you're bringing your film Walk Along, which screens before Shadow Man. I'm jumping back and forth. You're here in a lovely festival guide.
Yes.
There's a bit on
Violet Crown, 6 p.m.
Violet Crown, 6 p.m. Thursday. Violet Crown B, screening before Shadow Man. Your film, Walk Along, is a documentary, and you shot it in Wilmington, North Carolina. Tell me what you did.
Yeah, so this is a film that I've had kind of rolling around in my head for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and it was a collaboration with a longtime friend, my friend Paul, who I met in sixth grade, and he is a police officer, and I've always been asking if I could come to work with him, and we finally figured it out, and he allowed me to. I signed up for like the community ride along program in with the Wilmington Police Department in mm-hmm. Wilmington, North Carolina, and he was able to take me to work with him. But I was always the film that I had in mind was always me riding along with him in the car. And I got there that night and found out that he actually parks his car and walks his entire shift.
He walks his beat.
Yeah. So hence the title Walk Along.
Walk Along. So yeah. you actually weren't expecting that. You thought you'd be.
No, like, I had packed all kinds of gear, and I had all of these ideas about how I was going to, set up a GoPro on the dash of the car, which I was able to do for one shot. But I had a completely different film in mind. But a lot of my work is pretty improvisational. I don't try to plan things out too much. But the movie that I had in my mind did not involve me walking up and down the streets, and there was definitely a lot less, drunk people in mm-hmm. the original idea that I had for the film.
And so you ended up abandoning that, losing some of your gear. You said you shot most of it on your phone.
Yeah, so I showed up with a bunch of gear and a cinema camera, a small one, but still a cinema camera. And after, an hour or so of following him around with the camera, which had a fairly conspicuous microphone on it, I was getting a lot of stares and maybe not the sort of observational verite reactions that I was hoping to get. So I switched over to my phone and ended up filming probably three quarters, maybe even more of the shots that you see in the final movie were recorded on an iPhone.
And, people walk around with their phones all the time.
Yeah, yeah. There was a movie a few years ago that was secretly shot inside Disney World.
Yes,
They made the whole movie by just pretending like they were tourists. So yeah. I was kind of thinking of them when I did it. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, everyone's got their phone out, So no one suspected anything or no one, reacted any different than they normally would have when I just had my phone out taking pictures.
Film is Walk Along. It's only about 8 minutes long. It screens before Shadow Man tonight, Thursday at 6 p.m. in Violet Crown B. So what happens in Wilmington, North Carolina at night on a cop's beat?
We were in like the main college strip. So mm-hmm. it was just basically walking up and down the bars and sort of walking and making sure that I guess this is a slight spoiler, but nothing happens. It's a
hashtag. Nothing happens.
Yeah, there. No one gets arrested. It's the most mellow episode of Cops that you've ever seen. Yeah, there's no crime in my movie.
But you're a Charlottesville based filmmaker.
Yes,
first time you've been here, like I said. So I don't have to ask you. What do you think of our town? What do you think of the downtown mall? Clearly, you've been here before.
I love this festival. I do travel around and go to a lot of different festivals.
Yeah.
And even if I wasn't from Charlottesville, I feel like I could confidently say that this is my favorite film festival in the country. And I always enjoy it. And I really try to see as many movies as I possibly can.
And you get to sleep in your own bed.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So are you working on something new right now?
Yeah, the next thing that I'm working on is a much longer piece, something longer than I've ever done before. It's about Route 20 in that runs, or a section of Route 20 in Virginia that mm-hmm. runs from It starts at a. It starts in the part that I'm focusing on starts in orange, and it goes to the edge of the wilderness battlefield, and that's a road that I drive a lot, and I commute about an hour to work, and so I drive down that road all the time, and I started thinking, you know, what's in that, you know, I wonder what's inside that taxidermy shop, or like, I wonder, there's a guy who is the world's largest pedal steel guitar shop is on that road, and there's all kinds of like weird sort of curious buildings. Stonewall Jackson's arm is buried on that road, and so my curiosity got the best of me, and I started visiting all of these places that I wondered about and what was inside and what was going on there, and started researching them and meeting the people on that 20-mile stretch. And so I'm making 20 short films about Route 20.
Do you find that as a filmmaker, you're, especially documentary filmmaker, you're just what for other people under other circumstances would just be like a drive that you take every day from home to work? Do you find that it makes you like want to seek out these kinds of stories, or were you always seeking out these stories and that's what made you a filmmaker?
Well, I mean, to me, I think whether or not I would have sort of found this outlet for my curiosity, I would still be curious. But it's definitely a much sort of easier opening line when you walk into when I walk into a pedal steel guitar shop and I don't really have any interest in buying a pedal steel guitar, to say, hey, I'm a filmmaker and, you know, I'm really interested in what you guys are doing here. Or, you know, when I call up a taxidermist and ask if I can hang out with her for the day, you know, like, yeah. I don't have any interest in, having any taxidermied animals in my house, but you know, I'm not a hunter, when you tell people that you're making a movie, like, they're usually pretty cool about, you know, sort of inviting you into their life.
So much more so than if you just say, hey, I'm just some guy.
Yeah. So I don't know if I could come to work with you today.
Yeah. I don't think that would work well. It is picking up here at the Filmmakers Lounge on the Downtown Mall. I've been talking to Jason Robinson. His short film, Walk Along, screens today, Thursday, 6 p.m. at the Violet Crombie, just preceding Shadow Man. Jason, if people want to keep up with your films, do you have a website?
You can follow my work and get in touch with me at my website. It's Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, Cobras, like the snake, C-O-B-R-A-S, RobinsonCobras.com.
RobinsonCobras.com. Jason, thanks for coming by. Maybe next year we'll talk about your Route 20 film.
Great. Thanks, John.
All right. Thanks for being here.